He's been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
Live edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management. Not sure why the communication lines are down here in Charleston today. We are being warned of an approaching hurricane, but the internet seems to be working. Anyways, we're trying to get the problem fixed here. In the meantime, I will do the show from my trusty iPhone. Until then, I am broadcasting once again here today from the shores of the Ashley River in Charleston, California, where we are on emergency alert. Well, I'm getting out of Dodge today. I'm headed for Minnesota. And, boy, I've got a full slate of appointments set up tomorrow, Wednesday, Thursday, and a workshop Wednesday night. So looking forward to that. Well, we've lost pretty much all of our rally. Oh, it's still in the green, but not by much, as things are pretty quiet here right now in the market. We've got the Dow Jones Industrial Average at 47 points. That puts it at 25,963. It was right up against 26,000 here just a moment ago, but it has backed off from that. The S&P having a pretty good day. It's up 8 points, 2,879. The NASDAQ is now flat. It was up about 25 points not too long ago. As the tech rally pretty much kind of fading here, I'll have more on that in today's show. Russell 2000 up 6 points. It's at 1719. We've got crude oil. That's helping the S&P 500. It's up 71 cents to $68.46. We've got gold up $2.10 per ounce at 1202, and silver down a nickel. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management, broadcasting today from Charleston, South Carolina, where the skies are darkening, and we are on hurricane watch out here. It's Hurricane Florence. I looked at the track of that thing, and I said, wow, that's headed right for South Carolina, right in the smack dab middle part of the state. Now, we're at the southern end of the state in Charleston, but we are under emergency watch. I was in Costco on Saturday. Oh, boy, the lines are long at Costco. Between the economy and the people getting emergency supplies, it was a very brisk day at Costco on Saturday. And it was a weird sensation. Everybody's iPhones went off at the same time with kind of a siren and an alert about an approaching hurricane. Start taking plans, making plans for getting out of Dodge. And, of course, I'm getting out of Dodge here later this morning, headed for Minnesota. I think we're safe there from any hurricanes. And we'll be doing a meeting with folks tomorrow and Wednesday and Thursday. And then Atlanta is next in October. We'll be headed for Atlanta and then back to Sarasota in November and then back to Phoenix, the Scottsdale area, actually in early December. Well, the global markets are mixed. We are up today. There seems to be no issues right now with the trade wars. That seems to be on the back burner for now. Japan was up overnight. China continues to take it on the chin. If you read my newsletter over the weekend, I hope you did, I showed a chart of the China market, which continues to just get pasted. And it's nice not to have any exposure there, but folks that are in those emerging markets are just getting walloped And I had a full-on sell signal on the emerging markets about 3 months ago. I hope you heeded that warning and headed for higher ground with those emerging markets, which make up a lot of these computer-generated asset allocations that are so prevalent in today's investing world. Let's see, are there a few big winners here this morning? Nothing on my list so far. Fred's Inc. is up. You've got, let's see, somebody's acquiring all the pharmacy files from Fred. In other words, they want it, their pharmacy business, and go after them. I want to say it's CVS. You got a biotech, ECYT, that's up about 15% right now. What's going on there? Yeah, that's faded. We've got Riot, 6% as the CEO exits after being named in an SEC suit. I don't know why the stock is up. And another marijuana stock has seen a lot of action here recently. Tilray is up 6% on a Supreme Cannabis Supply Agreement. Let's see how Tilray is doing today. Tilray is up 7.5% right now. I did notice that when I looked at the leading sectors in the market over the weekend, which we'll talk about a little bit here today, the marijuana sector has cracked the top 10. I tracked 66 different sectors in the market, everything from aerospace to utilities and everything in between. I added the weed sector to my database about a year ago, and it is now in the top 10 of sectors in the market. There's not a lot of stocks in that sector, but it is in the top 10 nonetheless. China's trade surplus with the U.S. reaches an August record. All these efforts to try to even the playing field and try to narrow our trade deficit, so far we're not seeing any results. Of course, there's two sides. They're still in the midst of all of this, but China's trade surplus with the U.S. in August reached a record $31.1 billion despite exports climbing at the slowest pace since March. Well, even with the exports slowing down due to the trade war that's taking place and the tariffs that we are putting on Chinese products, the trade surplus nevertheless in August reached $31.1 billion. Now, the U.S. so far has imposed $50 billion in duties against China, with another $200 billion in the works and an extra $267 billion proposed, which is basically comes down to everything that China sells to the U.S. is going to have a hefty tariff on it unless some kind of agreement can be reached between the two economic giants. Canada's Freeland, that's their trade minister. She reports very good progress in the U.S.-Canada trade talks. She is the chief negotiator for Canada. She says that her and her U.S. counterpart are making very good progress in trying to save the North American Free Trade Agreement, otherwise known as NAFTA. Of course, the only agreement so far that has been finalized is with Mexico. And I know that our number one trade representative, Lighthizer, is headed for Europe this week. So not much happening on the China front. Japan sees its fastest GDP growth since 2016. It hit an annualized rate of 3% compared to an initial reading of 1.9%. I think it helps to have a vibrant economy here in the U.S. Japan has not been hit with any tariffs yet, but according to Donald Trump, they are next. President Trump says he's started trade talks with Japan. And if we don't make a deal with Japan, Japan knows it's a big deal. This is what he told a reporter on Air Force One. So Japan also in the sights of President Trump as far as a new trade agreement. Now, while Japan is growing by 3%, the U.S. is growing by 4%, the Eurozone economy grows at 0.4%. 0.4%. Very, very sluggish growth in Europe. They need a little dose of fiscal stimulus, in my opinion. They are trying to get by on monetary policy alone, which we tried here in the U.S., and got about the same results that Europe is getting right now. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. We'll be right back.
We're all in different stages of the investment cycle. Some of us are younger and at the beginning of that cycle. These folks can afford to take more risk, but it is so important to get started out on the right foot. If you start feeding the kitty early and keeping the kitty in all the right places, the power of compound interest is one of the strongest forces in the universe. We call this the accumulation phase of our lives. Others of us need to start toning things down a bit, but still need growth. These folks cannot afford to take a big hit like the ones that the market delivered in 2001 and in 2008. Then there are those of us that need safe money. Traditionally, this has been the bond market, but we are now in a rising interest rate environment, so we need to seek alternatives. In addition to this, it is time to start taking income from our accounts. We call this the distribution phase. If you're nearing retirement or in retirement, give us a call about the distribution phase of your investing life. You can reach us at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Bill Gunderson's team is packing their bags and heading for Minnesota in September. We can't wait to get back to the land of Bob Dylan, Prince, the Twins, and of course the Vikings. We have set aside Tuesday, September 10th through Friday, September 14th to meet the folks one-on-one. In addition to this, we will be putting on a workshop on Wednesday, September 12th. We will start at 6:30 p.m. and go until 8:30. All are invited, but space is limited. Once we are full, we are full. We'll be camped out for the week at the Radisson Blue, which is conveniently located at the Mall of the Americas in Bloomington. We have about 25 one-hour slots available to meet with you and see how we might be able to help you in reaching your financial goals. These spots will go fast, so don't delay in reserving one now. If you'd like to reserve a one-hour slot to meet with Bill Gunderson's team or reserve a spot to our workshop, you can go to our website, GundersonCapital.com, GundersonCapital.com, or call us at 855-611-BEST.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stay
stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, other markets around the world continue to take it on the chin with this ongoing trade wars. Not only that, but the sanctions that have been levied against several countries. Of course, Russia recently had some heavy sanctions leveled against them for the death of the diplomat or the spy, whatever he was, over there in the UK. They've traced that to Russia beyond any shadow of a doubt. Of course, Putin's going to deny it, but Russia's ruble is weakening to its lowest level in 2 years. And as you look at other currencies around the world, I mean, the strength is in the U.S. dollar. And you're seeing the real in Saudi Arabia take a beating. You're seeing Iran's currency take a beating, Argentina's currency taking a beating, Brazil's currency getting whacked. And even the China currency is pretty soft right now. And that's also hurting those countries. Let's just take a look here at where the various markets are year to date. Now, we have just over 3 months left in the year, believe it or not. Boy, how time flies while we're having fun. Right now, the S&P 500, as of last Friday, is up 7.4% year to date. Well, that's not a great number, but when you look at the rest of the world, it's a very good number. So S&P 500 up 7.4%. Many look at that as the benchmark for U.S. stocks. We look around the world, the emerging markets overall, looking at the Vanguard VWO ETF, which has about 4,000 stocks in it from all over the world, everything from Vietnam to China, etc. The emerging markets are down about 11.9% year to date. Okay, so we're up 7.4. Emerging markets down 11.8. Boy, I hope just that fact alone made it worth listening to the Best Stocks Now radio show on a daily basis, checking the newsletter on the weekly basis, having the Best Stocks Now app. Because we saw the emerging markets turn south earlier this year, and they continue to just get absolutely annihilated, hitting new lows. If you look at the charts are awful. How sweet it is to not have any exposure to those emerging markets, which, again, are a big part of most asset allocations. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 4.8% year-to-date. It has trailed the S&P 500, the NASDAQ, and the S&P 600 small-cap stocks, mostly because a lot of the stocks in the Dow are multinationals, and they are being impacted by the trade war that continues on. If we look at individual countries now, we've got Russia now down 5.7% year-to-date and getting worse. China is down 11.3%. That is the FXI, which is a very large ETF. Excuse me. And the China A shares, which are now down 22%. 22% year to date are the China A shares. They're the worst performing market in the world. Latin America, down 13% year to date. Brazil, which was leading the markets, which was leading the world back in January, Brazil is now down 19.6% year to date. India is down 6.2% year to date. Emerging market small caps down 12.8%. And Europe down 7.2%. So it's a sea of red out there. Once you leave the United States as far as investing in equities, and it's a sea of red out there in the debt markets also. Virtually every market outside of the U.S. is in negative territory. And as I looked at my top 10 asset classes via the Best Stocks Now app, 10 out of 10, top 10, are U.S. related. Nothing outside of the U.S. is working this year. How important has it been to be situated in the only asset class in the entire world that is working? Now, as we turn to the debt markets, you have a sea of red across the globe in the debt markets. Emerging market debt, sovereign debt, international bond funds, all getting clobbered. And a lot of the U.S. Fixed income money managers were trying to pep up their returns because we're in a severe rising interest rate environment, at least by our Fed. They went to other areas around the world that have better, more accommodating monetary policy. And those bond markets continue to get whacked. We have our bond market, IEF, which is a very large bond fund of U.S. Treasuries, down 3.5% this year. That's on the 7 to 10-year Treasuries. If you go out a little longer to the 20-year-plus Treasuries, that ETF is down 6.1%. Oil is up 12.9% this year. It's had an okay year, although, yeah, I haven't seen a lot of real big returns out of the energy patch. Gold has been a non-performer in 2018. Gold is down 7.9% year-to-date against the backdrop of a very strong U.S. dollar. And what's the worst performing asset class of all here in 2018? Bitcoin. Bitcoin opened the year at $13,440, $44 per coin. It's now $6,450. That's a 52% correction. Sell-off, thumping that Bitcoin has at the hands of Bitcoin investors this year. I warned and I warned and I warned about Bitcoin and the cryptocurrencies as the regulators continue to close in on them. And if you've been short the market this year, that has not been a good place to be either. You're not making any money on the short side unless you're picked on a few individual stocks that have been clobbered. But if you're in SH, which is the inverse S&P 500, you're down 8% year to date. Well, when we come back, let's look at a little bit of technical analysis of the market. The best sectors now, it's all I can tell you, dominated by U.S. stocks. We'll be right back.
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. Blackout26.com.
We're all in different stages of the investment cycle. Some of us are younger and at the beginning of that cycle. These folks can afford to take more risk, but it is so important to get started out on the right foot. If you start feeding the kitty early and keeping the kitty in all the right places, the power of compound interest is one of the strongest forces in the universe. We call this the accumulation phase of our lives. Others of us need to start toning things down a bit, but still need growth. These folks cannot afford to take a big hit like the ones that the market delivered in 2001 and in 2008. Then there are those of us that need safe money. Traditionally, this has been the bond market, but we are now in a rising interest rate environment, so we need to seek alternatives. In addition to this, it is time to start taking income from our accounts. We call this the distribution phase. If you're nearing retirement or in retirement, give us a call about the distribution phase of your investing life. You can reach us at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST.
Bill Gunderson's team is packing their bags and heading for Minnesota in September. We can't wait to get back to the land of Bob Dylan, Prince, the Twins, and of course the Vikings. We have set aside Tuesday, September 10th through Friday, September 14th to meet the folks one-on-one. In addition to this, we'll be putting on a workshop on Wednesday, September 12th. We will start at 6:30 p.m. and go until 8:30. All are invited, but space is limited. Once we are full, we are full. We'll be camped out for the week at the Radisson Blue, which is conveniently located at the Mall of the Americas in Bloomington. We have about 25 one-hour slots available to meet with you and see how we might be able to help you in reaching your financial goals. These spots will go fast, so don't delay in reserving one now. If you'd like to reserve a one-hour slot to meet with Bill Gunderson's team or reserve a spot to our workshop, you can go to our website, GundersonCapital.com. GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
We'll be right back.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Market's pretty quiet today. They had a little lift to them in the futures overnight. We came out of the gate fairly strongly and kind of faded since then. We don't have a lot of economic news. Of course, the earnings season is now over. We'll have a new one starting up in about 4 weeks. But right now, not a lot of news that is driving the market. In the meantime, you have the trade wars continuing between us and Canada, us and Europe, and also the U.S. and China. So what else is new? Well, as we look at the asset classes right now, one of the features that I built into the Best Stocks Now app is I broke the asset classes down into actually 34 different asset classes, because a lot of them are subsets of the major asset classes. For instance, just in the stocks versus bonds debate, well, in stocks you have small caps, mid caps, large caps, you have growth stocks, you have value stocks, you have U.S. stocks, you have emerging market stocks, small cap emerging. So there's a lot of different subcategories within each major asset class. Same with the bond market. You have U.S. bonds, you have emerging market bonds, you have sovereign debt, you have short-term debt, you have intermediate-term debt, you have long-term debt. So I broke it down into what I feel like are 34 asset classes that represent the market. And the choices that you have as investors to invest in, and it's a tool that aids me in determining my asset allocation at any given time. Well, the number one ranked asset class, in fact, the top 10 out of 34 right now, are all centered right here in the U.S. of A. The top-ranked asset class right now, large-cap Dow Jones-type stocks, which have kind of overtaken the technology and the NASDAQ stocks here recently. The momentum right now is a little bit better in the large-cap multinationals than it is in the NASDAQ, which has had some weakness here recently. I have lowered my exposure considerably to a lot of the NASDAQ big horsemen. We had disappointing results from Netflix this past quarter. We had disappointing results from Twitter. We had disappointing results from Intel, disappointing results from Facebook. In addition to that, there's all of this scrutiny all of a sudden on the social media stocks. I wrote all about it in my newsletter over the weekend about the dark side to social media and how it's more than likely going to impact a lot of these social media stocks going forward. But suffice it to say that for right now, the number one asset class are big, large-cap U.S. companies. The number two asset class continues to be the NASDAQ 100, which it's not all technology stocks, but it is heavily weighted. And, of course, the NASDAQ has beat the Dow quite handily so far in 2018. As of last Friday, the NASDAQ was up 14.5% year to date. The Dow is up 4.8% year to date. So there's about a 10% gap between those two asset classes. And you say, well, how could the Dow be ranked number one right now and the NASDAQ's ranked number two in your ranking system? That's easy. Because that ranking system is taking into account the recent performance also. The momentum behind the Dow, the momentum behind the NASDAQ. And right now the Dow has more momentum going for it than the NASDAQ does. That should be something you should weigh into your portfolio decisions at the current time. The number three ranked asset class is one that is very akin to the Dow. It's the Large Cap Dividend Index. And, of course, that's a U.S. index. That is DLN. It's an ETF that tracks the large cap dividend. Number four, U.S. Small Cap Dividend Index. Small caps have also outperformed here in 2018 versus their large cap counterparts. If you take a look at the S&P 600, which is a representative index of 600 small cap stocks, it's up 15.5% year to date. That is the top performing index in the world. U.S. small caps. Now, how does that relate to your 401k? How does that relate to your IRA, your Roth? Well, that's a very big factor. And if you've been overweighted in the U.S. small caps this year, you're getting some pretty good performance out of your portfolio. Now, if you're 50-50 bonds stocks this year, you're probably about flat for the year. You also have to weigh that, how important it is to have an asset allocation in the correct areas of the market. If you're all U.S. stocks this year, you're in the only asset class that is working here in 2018. I would say, I would venture to guess that the vast majority of people in the market this year are either flat or they're underwater. If they have any exposure to the emerging markets, if they have any exposure to fixed income, that is going to more than offset your exposure to U.S. stocks. I happen to be 100% U.S. stocks. So I continue to be in the only asset class that is working. Now, what about the contrarian point of view? Should I be buying the emerging markets now? Should I be buying China now? Should I be buying India now? The answer to that for me is no, absolutely not. I think they have further to go to the downside. And I think it's going to be quite a while before the emerging markets start to heal and start to recover. For that to happen, it's going to take some resolution and some surety going forward as it relates to trade. So we continue down the asset class ranking, U.S. mid-caps, number six. You see a common thread here? U.S. and stocks. Those are the two common threads. U.S. REIT index, number seven. U.S. large cap growth, number eight. U.S. large cap value, number nine. So there you go. Those are your top asset classes here in 2018. What are the asset classes to avoid? Well, believe it or not, the absolute worst asset class, check your portfolio to see if you have any of this in your portfolio, emerging market small cap stocks. That's the number 33 ranked asset class out of 33. Number 32, second to last, is being short U.S. stocks. So all these guys that come on TV, come on the radio, the pundits that are negative on the market, that are bearish on the market, well, they're in favor of the second worst asset class in the market, being short the market. Silver is the third worst asset class. Rounding out the bottom 10, MLPs, which are the oil and gas pipeline stocks, not a good place to be in 2018. Emerging market income, a very poor place to be in 2018. Gold bullion, and the bond market. In fact, cash is ranked number 2,375 out of 5,000. There's better investments out there right now than cash, and it would happen to be U.S. stocks. So, how important is it to get the asset allocation right to begin with. It's critical to be in the right asset classes. If you've got 10 years, 15 years, 20 years to grow your 401k, it's absolutely vital to not only feed the kitty, but to have the kitty in all the right places over time. Well, my newsletter does just that. It strives to keep you in the right asset classes. That alone has a lot of potential to really boost your performance of your portfolio over the years.
This is Bill Gunderson, professional money manager and chief investment officer at Gunderson Capital. Many of my listeners are still in the accumulation phase of their lives. They continue to contribute to their retirement or savings accounts. Along with their contributions, they still need for their portfolios to grow. They need to be in the best asset classes for growth now. They don't have time to miss 9-year bull markets or be in the wrong places. I manage both an aggressive growth and a conservative growth portfolio for these folks. It seeks out the best growth stocks that I can find at any given point in time. These portfolios are carefully tended to by me on a daily basis. These two portfolios are also unconstrained. They are active, not passive. They can go anywhere in the world to find the best growth opportunities. At times, they may be in cash or have some inverse hedges if I think that the market is too expensive or the economy is headed into recession. Is your main objective still accumulation or growth? I'm on it. Contact us at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST. We're all in different stages of the investment cycle. Some of us are younger and at the beginning of that cycle. These folks can afford to take more risk, but it is so important to get started out on the right foot. If you start feeding the kitty early and keeping the kitty in all the right places, the power of compound interest is one of the strongest forces in the universe. We call this the accumulation phase of our lives. Others of us need to start toning things down a bit, but still need growth. These folks cannot afford to take a big hit like the ones that the market delivered in 2001 and in 2008. Then there are those of us that need safe money. Traditionally, this has been the bond market, but we are now in a rising interest rate environment, so we need to seek alternatives. In addition to this, it is time to start taking income from our accounts. We call this the distribution phase. If you're nearing retirement or in retirement, give us a call about the distribution phase of your investing life. You can reach us at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST.
Bill Gunderson's team is packing their bags and heading for Minnesota in September. We can't wait to get back to the land of Bob Dylan, Prince, the Twins, and of course the Vikings. We have set aside Tuesday, September 10th through Friday, September 14th to meet the folks one-on-one. In addition to this, we'll be putting on a workshop on Wednesday, September 12th. We will start at 6:30 p.m. and go until 8:30. All are invited, but space is limited. Once we are full, we are full. We'll be camped out for the week at the Radisson Blue, which is conveniently located at the Mall of the Americas in Bloomington. We have about 25 one-hour slots available to meet with you and see how we might be able to help you in reaching your financial goals. These spots will go fast, so don't delay in reserving one now. If you'd like to reserve a one-hour slot to meet with Bill Gunderson's team or reserve a spot to our workshop, you can go to our website, GundersonCapital.com. GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST.
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. Blackout26.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. I am Minnesota bound here later this morning, and looks like I'm getting out of Dodge just in the nick of time as apparently we have Hurricane Florence headed our way. Now, we're on the seventh floor, but below us, you know, we've seen it rain for maybe an hour here. The streets flood. You can't get anywhere. I can't even imagine if it were to rain here for 2 days. You would have to be self-contained. You would definitely have to have your generator, your water, your food, because I don't think you'd be getting out to any stores. Downtown Charleston especially is extremely vulnerable. This is low country. It's very low country. Downtown Charleston is built on fill. And any kind of surge, storm surge, is built right on the water, right on the harbor. And that whole downtown there gets flooded. And they're riding kayaks. If you have to park next to a kayak, you know you're probably in trouble. So anyways, we'll be high and dry in Minnesota when this thing hits. Wednesday or Thursday is when they're calling for it. I was just looking at the storm track. I see we're pretty much in the red part of that storm track, at least for now. But maybe it'll go just a little bit to the north of us here. We'll see. Anyways, we've narrowed down the world. We narrowed down your 401k. Generally speaking, folks have a 401k that, maybe you have 12 or 15 mutual funds available to you. The TSP plans have about 7. That's U.S. government. Anything from international stocks to fixed income to small cap stocks to mid cap stocks, large cap stocks, cash. That's usually called a stable value fund. Sometimes you have some sectors available to you. Well, suffice it to say, there's only one asset class in the market that's working here in 2018, and that's the asset class of U.S. stocks. Now, let's narrow that down even further. Well, we know that the NASDAQ is well ahead of the Dow so far this year. But in the last 3 months, the Dow stocks may have some catching up to do, as I see the NASDAQ stocks kind of losing their momentum right now. I don't think it helped to have the testimony before Congress last week by the CEO of Twitter, Jack Dorsey, the CEO of Facebook. And I think there's worry that increased regulations are coming. But I think a lot of the tech stocks are also worried about parts. Apple, for one, having tariffs put on the parts that they need to build their different technological devices. I think in this last 3 months of the year, I think investors would be better served. Let's just take a look at the leading sectors in the market right now. I'll tell you one sector that's really strong, the healthcare providers. Okay, you take a look at a lot of the Aetnas, United Healthcare, Humana, others in that healthcare sector. That is the number one ranked sector in the market at the current time. And in fact, that sector, when compared to all 5,000 plus stocks, ETFs, mutual funds, and my entire Best Stocks Now database, that sector is ranked at number 19 overall, U.S. healthcare providers. The symbol is IHF. You can look up that ETF, see what's in it, see what the components are. But that's one of the leading sectors in the market right now. Number two ranked sector in the market, XHE. XHE is healthcare equipment. Okay, they've had a relaxing of the taxes on Obamacare on the medical instruments, medical equipment. That has also been an extremely strong sector in the market. In fact, that sector, not only is it ranked number two amongst all the sectors in the market, but it's also ranked number 36 overall out of a total of 5,000 ETFs mutual fund stocks in my database. And that's pretty high ranking for a sector. Healthcare equipment. Number three, aerospace and defense. Well, you've got the Republicans in charge. They're spending on the defense. They're spending on the military. They're rebuilding the military. And the aerospace defense stocks continue to be a very strong sector here in 2018. Number six, software index. The software stocks have been on fire, okay? I'll tell you a few things about software. Number one, it's in the tech sector, but it's not really affected or impacted at all by the tariff war that's taking place. Software doesn't use a lot of hardware components. And the next sector that I would mention here would be the consumer sector. The Costcos of the world, the Walmarts, the Ollie's Bargain Outlets, the Five Belows, the Dollar Generals, etc. I think in the last 3 months of this year, those are going to be some of the best places to be. Well, anyways, we're headed for Minnesota today. I'm looking forward to meeting with you folks tomorrow, Wednesday, Thursday, workshop Wednesday night. If you'd like to talk to us, you don't have to be from Minnesota. We do phone appointments, talk to you over the phone, 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST. Or go to our website at GundersonCapital.com. Take a look at my newsletter over the weekend where I spell out, I fish these waters every single day, and I show you where I think the most productive areas of the market are right now. And I would say this, it's a pretty narrow tributary that you should be fishing in right now. This is Bill Gunderson. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.